Hello, so glad to be back after a very long, but hope everyone had a safe and healthy Thanksgiving holiday for those of you in the United States. Mine was kind of a mixed bag this year. The turkey people usually recommend that for every day, you have to, every day you thaw it, it has to be at least 4 or 5 pounds. For decades, my mom would always insist on getting a 22 or 23 pound turkey. Do the math, it's about 4 or 5 days. No problem. We used to feed 10 people. Now talk about a challenge. But nowadays, not much. Thanks to the fact that I lost many of my favorite inspirations between 1996 and 2010. May they all rest in peace. But fast forward to Wednesday night, and there was a major problem. The turkey didn't thaw. And it even got worse by Thursday afternoon. By the time we did the usual basting and major parts of the cooking and the stuffing, it only got rid of about a third of the pink. So what did my mother do? Put it in the microwave for about 3 minutes, and everything was good. But as, you know, as careful in my health as things go in general, I just decided not to have too many pieces of turkey. In general, just to make sure I let myself, for the record, I am not much of a turkey fan anyways. Anytime I see a bird in the deli counter, I just simply walk up to the side and get my other things that I like to have every day for lunch. But that's another topic for another day, just in case if I get to meet some of my favorite podcast people. You never know, but hopefully we meet online. That's a whole different topic. But there were some big college hoop games, what ESPN always labels as Feast Week, which I will briefly tell you about momentarily. Besides Gonzaga and UCLA, and Duke beating Gonzaga the other night, Duke came in now and was anointed as the new number one team, replacing Gonzaga, and right behind Duke is Purdue, with a 6-0 record after beating Villanova. But look out for Baylor. The defending champs are right in the mix as well, further down in the AP weekly poll. We wanted to congratulate also to a couple of the big schools that won some very interesting holiday tournaments. Wisconsin won the Maui Gym in Las Vegas on Wednesday. And then on Friday, Baylor, the defending national champs, won the battle for Atlantis down in the Bahamas. It was their first championship since 2016. But of course, the really big moment occurred in the Walt Disney Wild World Sports Complex at the bubble where you saw in the NBA playoffs last year, the HP Fieldhouse down in Orlando. I noted it in a couple of embedded tweets in my blog at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com if you ever wanted to check it out. There was a big buzzer beater by Dayton, a team in the 200s currently in the net as they shocked Kansas on a last-second shot. And I mean, Dick Vitale went nuts. Although, Dayton obviously has had some pretty horrible games to start their season. But we'll see if this helps them out in the Atlantic 10 race. Another key storyline I noted, Iona, the Iona Gaels. They upset Alabama on Saturday as Hall of Fame coach Rick Pitino now has 4 top 10 victories, including his previous stops at Louisville, Kentucky, and a couple other major stops as well. The prominent things of the likes of Providence back in the 80s. So he did it, he's done it three other times previous, and you can see that also in my blog if you ever get the chance to check it out. Again, those stats thanks to basketballreference.com. Outside of that, though, the usual stock up, stock down. major stock down to Loyola of Chicago. They start out so well, but they managed to get their hands. They basically just got their butts whipped thanks to Michigan State. Any other year, they probably wouldn't have shown up. They probably just sat by the pool, enjoyed themselves, and maybe caught a few women along the way. But this was a business trip. So, speaking of other general things in business world, besides all these, you know, lack of shipping supplies, ABC News mentioned on their GMA3 program on Monday that there are empty cargo ships. All these holiday wish lists are obviously taking on a different dimension this Cyber Monday here in 2021. And now the recent word of South Africa showing off another strain of COVID-19 called the Omicron variant, Omicron. Again, this is not a science fiction term, just to make sure I preface that. Will it lead to something interesting down the road? And again, this is not a cause of concern, as President Joe Biden mentioned earlier this afternoon. But as I wanted to close out this very brief pod, Sunday marked the 40th anniversary of the very first college basketball game for CBS. I highlighted their brief foray into the sport, with its very humble beginnings, when on November 20th, 1981, had a split national broadcast when the Arkansas Razorbacks took on the Michigan Wolverines, and then major power in football, the Georgia Bulldogs took on the Dons in San Francisco. Arkansas-Michigan had Gary Bender and Billy Packer, who would later be calling the first three Final Fours together, while Frank Gleiber and Steve Grote worked Georgia and San Francisco. To begin their fifth decade, the network the baby boomers used to call the Tiffany Network, and what everybody has known since the Survivor days as America's Most Watched Network, will start on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as the San Diego State Aztecs will leave their comfortable 72-degree environment and head three time zones east to suddenly the new Big Ten Eastern Division champions and the fun stuff involving Juwan Howard and those suddenly surging Michigan Wolverines. I'm looking forward to seeing not just that, but a couple other key games on CBS throughout the winter. Major staple, of course, will be the triple headers, starting later in December and continuing big time once the NFL is done with their season in the AFC title game in late January. More on that in the weeks to come. Thank you again for listening, and I hope everyone has a very good week. And remember to get your Christmas shopping done early, because who knows with all these shipping supply issues. We wouldn't want anybody to be disappointed come Christmas morning and not finding your favorite presents under the tree. I will do my best, and I hope you do yours as well. Take care, and we'll talk to you again later on. And remember to keep up to date. I will update my blogs frequently at 40minutesofhoopsfun.wordpress.com. As the 20th annual ACC Big Ten Challenge begins tonight. The key games to note on ESPN will be the next two nights. Duke travels to Old Columbus to take on Ohio State at 9:30 p.m. Tuesday. And Wednesday we'll have at 9:15 from the Dean Smith Center in Chapel Hill as Michigan will take on the Tar Heels of North Carolina. That's all for me for now. Thanks again for listening, and I want you to make sure that you please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you wanted to hear some of my general thoughts, and some of my online friends said they were too busy during the week of Thanksgiving, I completely understand. We're all busy all the time, so I don't blame you one bit. So feel free to go back and listen to some of my prior pods as well on the Anchor app and anchor.fm/BigZMan34. This is Matt Zivich once again for Big Z College Hoop Central, signing off for now, and hopefully everyone will stay safe and healthy, as the Omicron variant could still be wreaking havoc. But thank goodness the booster shots are already taking place, and at the time I recorded this, I did get mine, and hopefully I won't be getting another sore left arm as a result. Bye for now.